Yeah, you know, but sometimes it's not that easy. You know what I mean? Not all the cupcakes are in Jesus juice like you might assume. Yeah, a lot of times, I'll admit it, it's not easy being handsome, being a model, being a graduate, even of the handsome boy model in school. Because they pick on you. They make you, you know, say, you got to go on the runway. Then 2 minutes later, you have to change your go again. And the restrooms are full. You have the, you know, you have can't get into the restrooms. And then they say, you walk so slow this time. Your steps are too tiny. That's what it said, tiny steps. Well, yes, tiny steps. You would walk with your legs closer together, tiny steps. If you couldn't get into the restroom, what do you want, you know? I said, let me go on last. If, for instance, there's some problem, you know, on the stage, if there is, no one will slip on it, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So let me go on last. They said, no, you have to, Mr. Zach has to go on last to take the big bow, you know, like he did something, you know what I mean? Stole everybody else's clothes design. What? He takes the bow, he slips, it's not my fault. This was so crowded I couldn't get into the men's room, and I should get paid. That's all I know. Since I've graduated, I got to say, I would say 9 out of 10 jobs are just, you know, just a marvelous. Everybody's so nice to you. They can't treat you better. But every once in a while, you run into, like, this jerk, you know, like a Mr. Zach, you know, and he slips on the runway, says it's some my fault when you can't even get into the restroom because there's too many people lined up, and they say you're on the runway next. Yes, sometimes it gets to be a little lonely, alone in the hotel room when you're just waiting for a show to come up. They pick up at the airport, then they say just see you in the morning. Then they don't even make no plans for you to go someplace, and you got to go there. And there's so many people that they give you clothes half the time don't even fit. And then it's just all jealous because, you know, if you're handsome and that and the other ones, they treat you, you know, somehow like they're jealous of you just because, you know, you're a little more handsome than them. And then they eat all of the food. They eat, there's no food left. You know, they said Jesus juice, very funny, you know. They have the Jesus juice, it's a terrible wine. They just call it, they make it sound glamorous or something. And the food stinks, usually this junk. You know, even if you would like to eat, you couldn't eat it. Then they said they're going to pick you up to take you back to the airport. They don't even show. They said, you know, the hotel's got the van, you could go. They said they would pick me up. Why do I have the van? They never reimburse you, like they say. They say, well, you ate so much, you know. I don't know. I look at the, and then the catalogs, they don't even send them to you when you're done with them. You know, like who wants them anyway, right? They say they're going to have a hairstylist there. There's no hairstylist, you know. One, maybe, yes, for what, 50 people, you know what I mean? You got to bring your own scissors, too. They say, I haven't misplaced my scissors. What, who ever heard of a hairstylist has no scissors? They say, we just style it, we don't cut it. What? In Italy, they have it to cut. You know, I mean, a barber is a what? Hairstylist means a barber. No, what? It means no cut. Have my own mousse or what? Think I have my own mousse? I have no mousse. Sometimes, like, if you're wet and then your socks get wet, then you have no other socks with you. You know what I mean? Turn them inside out? No. Doesn't work. They say, change your socks. I say, yes, one to the other one? What? I have not in the hotel room, 50 miles from here, out near the boondocks, and they put you in a place next to Sears. I go to Sears for breakfast. You know, once I was a model for socks, and I thought, oh, this is a good modeling for socks is good. You don't have to, you know, get all cleaned up and that before. You know, that's one good thing. You know, you couldn't go unshaved and that. Then they says, well, you can't do shoes. I said, what? They said, no, if you did the socks, then you can't be a model for shoes. That's the rules. Who says this? Who makes these things up? That if you're a sock model, you cannot do shoes. You have to, only the shoe models can do shoes. This is, just makes me sick. I just turned down the job, but they said they were looking for a handkerchief model. I said, I couldn't do this. He says, what are you, left-handed or right-handed? I says, right-handed. He says, no, you have to be left-handed. I said, I could do it. He says, no, you said you was right-handed. I says, I made a mistake. I'm left-handed. that says prove it. How am I going to prove this? You know what I mean? So I take my handkerchief off from my left hand, right? They said, you didn't do that very smooth. I said, okay, let me try again. They said, what do you have to try again? You left hand, you do it. I said, just shut up and give me the Kleenex. Let me show you what Kleenex. I won't ruin another one of my hankies. Anyway, I'm just, I don't know what that did.